Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground on BeboxRadio.com. This is Scantron with episode 119.
Decided to 18, you shouldn't keep your love away. 18, I'm always waiting for you.
That was the song Boy Girl by The Sex Bots, a musical project of Alima Considine, an artist living in Portland, Oregon, who sets her intimate vocals against electronic soundscapes from around the world. In addition to The Sex Bots, she plays violin, cello, and bass, and she does neoclassical soundtracks for film and modern dance companies. And she's also a single mom with two kids. During a band breakup, Alima was approached by several beat makers who wanted a vocalist without the commitment of a band, and thus these tracks were brought to life through a series of email collaborations carefully curated and art directed by Alima, who, when she does perform, performs alone. Tonight I've got music from the latest album called Junk Sick, which is a series of love letters to the lover who left her right after the album was completed. Coming up, I've got the songs Try Me featuring Stereo Spread, Magic Eyes featuring Cumulus, and Water Under the Burning Bridge featuring DJ Seas and Keegan Smith. For more information on The Sex Bots, head over to homoground.com/episode119.
Oh,
why aren't always to be your girl.
Heard music from the Sex Bots on Homoground on BeboxRadio.com. Twitter shoutouts go out to Michael Perry. We featured his music on episode number 63 and 76. You can check out his music by heading over to homoground.com/episode63 or homoground.com/episode76. Also, give him a shout out on Twitter. His handle is Michael Perry Jr. Coming up next is Aspic Tynes, an interplanetary icon of stage and screen, hailing originally from the Andromeda Galaxy, and first landed in Berlin, Germany in the early 21st century. Coming up, I've got the songs Enchant, Do the Sex, and The Doomsday Kiss. And to find out more info on Aspic Tynes, head over to homoground.com/episode119.
We have
Heard music by Aspic Tynes. You're listening to Homo Ground. Another Twitter shout out goes to Amy Lee of 1202 Zine Distro. Thanks for making us feel less lonely on Twitter and Instagram. Check out her distro at 1202.org and pansytwistdistro.wordpress.com. Coming up is Mark Castle of Tampa Bay, Florida. Mark Castle was born in 1969 in the back of a milk truck. From an early age, Mark was always singing and performing for family and convicts and learned how to engage an audience. In early 2045, Mark began making his own electro beats with a synthesizer he bought from an emaciated warlock he met at the beach. Ever since then, Mark has been churning out hit after hit in the category of dumpster pop. He just released a new music video for his song I Just Told the Mirror, which will be coming up next, followed by Flash and Monster Fat Sweat. For more info on Mark Castle, head over to homoground.com/episode119.
Squeeze me to the pole. Every now and then I think you're finally gonna change. Then I think of all the times you spoke and caused me pain. I get up, I get down, you get low. Then I frown, grab my waist and start to laugh while you can kiss my monster fat. See, is it gonna?
Heard music from Mark Castle. Coming up is People at Parties, a synth-driven, darkwave, bi-coastal collaboration based in both Brooklyn and San Francisco. Their first self-titled full-length just came out last week. It's available as a digital download on a sliding scale basis. You can find links to download it at homoground.com/episode119. Coming up, I've got the songs Happy Birthday and shouts out to anyone whose birthday is today or whenever you're listening to this. If you're listening to it and it's your birthday, happy birthday! Followed by the songs Mazes, Black Rain, and Tides. So you say your heart's been set on fire. Yeah. Thanks for listening to another episode of Homo Ground. You can find all episodes of the Homo Ground podcast on homoground.com. You can also listen to them on iTunes, get them directly to your smartphones. Just head over to homoground.com/iTunes. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, all of those sites. Just head over to homoground.com. You'll find links to all those things. If you're a band and you want your music featured on Homo Ground, you can submit your music by heading over to homoground.com/submit-your-band. Your is spelled Y-R because why not? We're going to be having a party next month in Brooklyn at a new bar/venue that's opening up in Crown Heights called Friends and Lovers. So put December 17th on your calendar if you're going to be in town for the holidays. Check it out. It's going to be fun. More details will be revealed about that as we confirm them. But yeah, just come and hang out. It'll be a fun time. Also, be sure to support Homo Ground. Head over to feministcards.com, and it's the perfect time to send someone a deck of feminist playing cards or a tote bag for the feminist in your life. They make perfect gifts. We just had tabled at a holiday bazaar, and people love them, so you might love them too, and maybe your friends do. Anyway, feministcards.com, check out that stuff. That's one of our projects that we have put together. So yeah, closing out, I'm going to close out with another song by the Sex Bots called Petting a Cat. See you next week.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh! There it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.